This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Three important words when taking medication. Read the label, not only for how much to take or when, but also for warnings about what you can eat or drink. Failure to follow that advice can make the drug less effective and cause other physical problems. In this edition of Vital Signs, pharmacist David Adams with Parkland Hospital explained some of the most common food and drug interactions.
Tylenol and alcohol are both metabolized in your liver. Too much Tylenol, too high of doses of Tylenol for too long of time could damage your liver potentially. Just like alcohol can be rough on your liver. You never want to take both of them together.
So the combination together would really be too much.
Yes.
In the times when I have taken prescription drugs, almost always on that warning label is grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit and grapefruit juice is metabolized the same way as many medicines are. So if you're drinking grapefruit juice or eating grapefruit, what could potentially happen is certain medicines can start to build up in your system. And that could potentially be dangerous. So if you're on many medicines, typically it's good to avoid grapefruit.
Green leafy vegetables?
With people who are taking blood thinners like warfarin, warfarin works by suppressing vitamin K. Vitamin K is integral in the process of coagulation. Green leafy vegetables are rich in vitamin K. So you're working against that process. You want to keep the amount of green leafy vegetables in your diet at a constant. You don't want to be not eating any at all, and then all of a sudden you eat a whole lot of green leafy vegetables, because that could work against the warfarin. By the same token, you want to avoid certain fruit juices, such as cranberry and grapefruit juice, can thin the blood. So you've got two potential interactions there. You don't want to increase the potential of a clot. And you don't want to thin the blood so much that there's the potential that you may bleed internally.
Along the line of food and medicine interactions, what should diabetics be aware of, for instance?
The key thing with diabetics is you really need to watch your carbohydrate intake. You have to count the number of portions of carbohydrates at each meal. Medicines for diabetics, of course, are to control the blood sugar, to lower the blood sugar. If you're eating too much carbohydrate portions in your meals, your blood sugar is going to come up.
Any problems for heart patients?
The key problem with what we eat is the amount of sodium in our foods. What happens with sodium, it retains fluid in your body and your bloodstream. So the greater amount of fluid that builds up in your bloodstream, there's a greater blood volume for the heart to push, and that causes blood pressure to increase. So we really need to look at the labels on foods we buy. Frozen foods typically are high in sodium. Canned vegetables are high in sodium. We really shouldn't be adding sodium salt on anything. It's not good for anyone, be you with someone with high blood pressure or normal blood pressure.
What about salt substitutes?
Typically, salt substitutes are potassium. But the problem with potassium, if your body's not clearing it well, and you start to build up too much potassium in your system, that could affect the rhythm of your heart. Too much potassium in your system or too little potassium in your system can affect how your heart actually beats.
David, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.